From the Big Bang to stellar nucleosynthesis, we are made of stardust. The universe is a vast, dynamic canvas, painted with the light of stars and the elements they forge. From the cataclysmic birth of the Big Bang to the distant, fading future of a cold cosmos, stellar generations, population 3, 2, and I, and their potential successors, have shaped the chemical, physical, and biological evolution of the universe. Through their fiery lives and explosive deaths, stars have created the elements that form galaxies, planets, and life itself. This essay explores the cosmic epics, delving into the origins, environments, and legacies of stellar generations, with an in-depth examination of stellar nucleosynthesis, the alchemical processes that power stars and produce the universe's elements. It culminates in the profound truth that we are stardust, reborn from the ashes of ancient stars, and considers the future of star formation in a darkening universe. Chapter 1: The Big Bang and the Dawn of the Cosmos. The universe began 13.8 billion years ago in the Big Bang, an event of infinite density and temperature where all matter, energy, space, and time emerged from a singularity. This primordial inferno, hotter than 10 cubed squared K, held the fundamental forces, gravity, electromagnetism, the strong nuclear force, and the weak nuclear force, in a unified state, a fleeting moment of cosmic symmetry. Cosmic expansion and cooling. Within 10⁻⁶ seconds, inflation, an exponential expansion, stretched the universe from subatomic scales to macroscopic dimensions, smoothing out irregularities and seeding density fluctuations that would later form galaxies. By 10⁻⁰ seconds, the strong force separated from the electroweak force, followed by the splitting of electromagnetism and the weak force at 10⁶ seconds, as temperatures fell below 10⁵K. These separations established the physical laws governing matter, from quarks to galaxies. Formation of primordial elements. By 1 second, the universe cooled to 10⁰K, allowing quarks and gluons to condense into protons and neutrons via the strong force. During the next few minutes, the epic of Big Bang nucleosynthesis, BBN protons and neutrons fused to form the primordial elements, 75% hydrogen 1, superscript 1H, protons, 25% helium 4, 4He, and trace amounts of deuterium, squared H, helium 3, cubed He, and lithium 7, 7 Li. The high temperature, 109K, kept these nuclei ionized, maintaining a plasma of charged particles. Recombination and the cosmic microwave background. By 380,000 years, redshift Z1100, the universe cooled to 3000K, enabling protons and helium nuclei to capture electrons in recombination. This neutralized the plasma, forming stable hydrogen and helium atoms. Photons, previously scattered by free electrons, were freed, creating the cosmic microwave background, CMB, a thermal snapshot now redshifted to 2.7K due to expansion. The CMB's tiny fluctuations, 1 part in 10^5, reveal the seeds of cosmic structure, detectable today by observatories like Planck. The Dark Ages. Post-recombination, the universe entered the Dark Ages, a starless era dominated by neutral hydrogen and helium gas. Gravitational collapse within dark matter halos began forming dense clumps, setting the stage for the first stars. The primordial elements, simple and sparse, were the raw materials for stellar formation, with dark matter providing the gravitational scaffolding. Chapter 2: Population 3 Stars, Generation 1, The Cosmic Pioneers. Population 3 stars, the first stellar generation, ignited 100 to 400 million years after the Big Bang, Z20-10, ending the Dark Ages and ushering in the cosmic dawn. These stars formed in a dense 10⁴ G per cubic centimeter, warm, CMB 20-100K. And chemically pristine universe, composed almost entirely of hydrogen, 76%, and helium, 24%, with metallicity Z10⁻⁰Z. Environment and formation. The early universe's high density enabled gas clouds to collapse within dark matter mini-halos, 10⁵-10⁶ solar masses, reaching densities 10⁴-10⁶ particles per cubic centimeter. Gravitational compression heated clouds to 10⁴K. But cooling relied on molecular hydrogen, H2, formed via reactions like H+E-H+γ, followed by H+HH2+E-. H2 cooling, via rotational and vibrational transitions, was inefficient, keeping clouds hot and preventing fragmentation. The high genes mass, 10⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰⁰ favored massive protostars. Characteristics. Population 3 stars were likely massive, 10 to 1,000 solar masses, hot, 10 to 5K surface temperature, and luminous, emitting intense UV radiation. Their high mass drove rapid fusion, primarily via the CNO cycle, using trace carbon from early fusion, exhausting fuel in 1 to 3 million years. Their fates varied. 10 to 100 solar masses, core collapse supernovae, dispersing metals like carbon, oxygen, and iron. Greater than 100 solar masses, direct collapse to black holes, potentially seeding early quasars. 140 to 260 solar masses, pair instability supernovae, where electron-positron pair production triggered total disruption, leaving no remnant. Significance. Population 3 stars were cosmic architects. Their UV radiation ionized hydrogen, driving ionization, Z6 to 15, making the universe transparent. Their supernovae enriched the ISM with metals, enabling population 2 star formation. Feedback from radiation, winds, and explosions regulated star formation, shaping early galaxies. Their black hole remnants may have formed the seeds of supermassive black holes and galactic centers. Possible detection and future prospects. Direct observation of Population 3 stars is challenging due to their distance and short lifespans. The James Webb Space Telescope, JWST, has provided clues. In 2023, GNZ-11, showed ionized helium, He2, emission without metal lines, suggesting POP3 stars. RxJ2129Z8 He2, 2022, Z8, also showed potential signatures, though active galactic nuclei, AGN, or metal-poor POP2 stars remain alternatives. Confirmation requires high-resolution spectroscopy to verify the absence of metals and strong He2-1640A ring emission. Future instruments like the Extremely Large Telescope, ELT, and JWST's NORSPEC will probe Z < 10-20, targeting pristine galaxies. Simulations suggest detecting POP3 supernovae via their unique light curves or gravitational waves from pair instability explosions. Metal-poor POP2 stars, like those in the galactic halo, may preserve POP3 supernova yields, offering indirect evidence. These efforts could reveal the mass, metallicity, and role of POP3 stars in cosmic evolution. Chapter 3, Population 2 Stars, Generation 2, The Bridge to Complexity. Population 2 stars form 400 million to a few billion years after the Big Bang, Z10-3, as galaxies assembled in a less dense, cooler universe. These stars bridge the primordial era to modern galaxies, building complexity through metal enrichment. Environment and formation. The universe's mean density dropped with expansion, but star-forming clouds in early galaxies reached 10^10^4 particles per cubic centimeter within larger dark matter halos, 10^7^10^9 solar masses. The CMB cooled to 10^20K, and clouds, enriched by POP3 supernovae, had metallicity Z10-410-2Z. Metals, for example, carbon, oxygen, enabled cooling via atomic lines, C2158M, OI63M, lowering temperatures to 10^10^3K trace dust, enhanced cooling via thermal emission. The reduced genes mass, 1 to 100 solar masses, allowed fragmentation, producing diverse stellar masses. Characteristics. Population 2 stars range from low mass, 0.1 to 1 solar mass, lifespans greater than 10^10^10 years, to massive, 10 to 100 solar masses, 10^6^10^7 years. Found in galactic halos, globular clusters, for example, M13, and early bulges, they have low metallicity, producing redder spectra. Their formation in clusters reflects fragmentation, and their supernovae further enrich the ISM to 0.1Z. Significance. Population 2 stars drove galactic evolution. Their supernovae synthesized heavier elements, for example, silicon, magnesium, forming dust and molecules that facilitated star formation. Low-mass POP2 stars, observable in globular clusters and the Milky Way's halo, preserve POP3 supernova signatures. Feedback from radiation and explosions shaped galactic disks, regulating star formation. They laid the foundation for population I stars and planetary systems. Observational evidence. Population 2 stars are observable in globular clusters, galactic halos, and as metal-poor stars, for example, HD 122563, Z0.001z. Extremely metal poor stars, Z less than 10⁻¹⁰ Z, may reflect POP3 yields. Surveys like SDSS and Gaia, and future ELT observations, will refine our understanding of POP2 formation and early galaxy assembly. Chapter 4, Population I Stars, Generation 3, The Era of Planets and Life. Population I Stars, forming from 10 billion years ago to the present, Z2 to 0, dominate mature galaxies like the Milky Way's disk. These stars, including the Sun, enabled planets and life through their metal-rich environments. Environment and formation. The universe is sparse, 10⁻³⁰ g per cubic centimeter, with star formation in dense molecular clouds, 10^10^6 particles per cubic centimeter, triggered by spiral density waves or supernovae. The CMB is 2.7K, and clouds, with Z0.1 to 2Z, cool to 10 to 20K via molecular lines, for example, CO, HCN, and dust emission. The low Jeans mass, 0.1 to 10 solar masses, favors small stars, though massive stars form in active regions. Characteristics. Population I stars range from red dwarfs, 0.08 to 1 solar mass, greater than 10 superscript 10 years, to O-type stars, 10 to 100 solar masses, 10^6^10^7 years. Their high metallicity produces bright, metal-rich spectra with lines like Fe I and Ca II. They form in open clusters, for example, Pleiades, or nebulae, for example, Orion. The Sun, a 4.6 billion-year-old POP I star, is typical. Significance: planets and life. High metallicity enabled rocky planet formation, as dust and metals in protoplanetary disks form planetesimals. The Sun's disk produced Earth 4.5 billion years ago, with silicon, oxygen, and iron forming terrestrial planets, and carbon enabling organic molecules. The Sun's stable output and long lifespan sustained a habitable zone for liquid water, fostering carbon-based life over billions of years. POP I star's diversity drives ongoing ISM enrichment, sustaining star and planet formation. Observational evidence. Population I stars dominate the Milky Way's disk, observable in star-forming regions and clusters. Exoplanet surveys, for example, Kepler, Tepler, show high metallicity stars are more likely to host planets, with 50% of Sun-like stars potentially harboring rocky worlds. Spectroscopy reveals their metal-rich compositions, tracing cumulative enrichment. Chapter 5, Future Star Generations, A Darker, Colder Cosmos. As dark energy drives cosmic expansion, the universe will grow colder, less dense, and more metal-rich, altering star formation. By 100 billion years, Z-1, star formation will decline, and by 10^1² years, it may cease, leading to a dark, entropic cosmos. Future conditions. The mean density will drop, isolating galaxies. The CMB will cool to 0.3K, and clouds, with Z greater than 2 to 5Z, will cool efficiently via metals, for example, Fe2, Psi2, and dust. Star formation will rely on rare gas pockets, as most galactic gas is depleted by star formation, supernovae, or black hole jets. Galactic mergers may temporarily boost star formation. Characteristics of future stars. Future stars will be low-mass red dwarfs, 0.08 to 1 solar mass, 10^10^1² years, due to efficient cooling and low Jeans mass. Massive stars will be rare, as high metallicity hinders large protostellar accretion. These stars will emit faint infrared light, dimming galaxies. Metal-rich disks will favor rocky planets. Cosmic outlook. Galaxies will fade as stars die, leaving white dwarfs, neutron stars, and black holes. Life may rely on artificial energy or rare stellar oases in a universe approaching heat death. Chapter 6, Stellar Nucleosynthesis, Forging the Elements and Neutrino Bursts. Stellar nucleosynthesis is the cosmic forge where stars synthesize heavier elements from lighter ones, driving the universe's chemical evolution. From quiet fusion in stellar cores to explosive processes in supernovae, it produces the elements that form planets, life, and galaxies. The proton-proton chain, CNO cycle, triple alpha process, S process, R process, P process, and photodisintegration, culminating in neutrino bursts, reveal the intricate mechanisms of element formation and enable rapid supernova detection. Proton-proton chain. The proton-proton, PP, chain powers low-mass stars, T10-7K, for example, the Sun. It begins with two protons fusing to form a diproton, which beta decays into deuterium, superscript 1H plus superscript 1H squared H plus E plus plus nu underscore E, releasing a neutrino. Subsequent steps include squared H plus superscript 1H cubed He plus gamma, photon emission. Cubed He plus cubed He 4 He plus 2 superscript 1H, releasing two protons. The PP chain has branches, pi, 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 producing neutrinos of different energies, 0.4 to 6 megaelectron volts. It is slow, sustaining the Sun for 10 superscript 10 years, and its neutrinos, detected by experiments like Bruxino, confirm stellar fusion models. CNO cycle. The carbon-nitrogen-oxygen, CNO, cycle dominates in massive stars, greater than 1.3 solar masses, T, greater than 1.5 times 10^7 K. It uses superscript 1 squared C, superscript 14N, and superscript 160 as catalyst to fuse four protons into four He. Superscript 1 squared C plus superscript 1H superscript 1 cubed N plus gamma. Superscript 1 cubed N superscript 1 cubed C plus E plus plus nu underscore E. Superscript 1 cubed C plus superscript 1H superscript 14N plus gamma. Superscript 14N plus superscript 1H superscript 150 plus gamma. Superscript 150 superscript 15N plus E plus plus nu underscore E. Superscript 15N plus superscript 1H superscript 1 squared C plus 4 He. The CNO cycle is faster, driving rapid fusion, 10^6-10^7 years, and produces higher energy neutrinos, 1 to 10 megaelectron volts, detectable by supercameocond. Triple alpha process. In stars greater than 8 solar masses, helium burning, T10-8K, fuses 3-4 He nuclei into superscript 1 squared C via the triple alpha process. 2-4 He form unstable 8B, which captures another 4 He to form superscript 1 squared C, exploiting a resonance in superscript 1 squared C's energy levels. Some superscript 1 squared C captures 4 He to form superscript 160, superscript 1 squared C plus 4 He superscript 160 plus gamma. This process, lasting 10^5 years, is critical for carbon and oxygen production, enabling life. Advanced burning stages. Massive stars undergo rapid burning stages. Carbon burning. T6 × 10^8 K. 10 cubed years, superscript 1 squared C plus superscript 1 squared C squared 0 Ni plus 4 He or squared cube Na plus superscript 1H. Neon burning, T1.2 × 10^9 K, 1 year, squared 0 Ni plus gamma superscript 160 plus 4 He. Oxygen burning, T2 × 10^9 K, 6 months, superscript 160 plus superscript 160 squared 8 C plus 4 He. Silicon burning, T3 × 10^9 K, 1 day, squared 8 Psi plus gamma 56 Fe, 56 Ni via photodisintegration and capture. Iron peak elements mark the end of fusion, as further reactions are endothermic. S process, slow neutron capture. The S process occurs in AGB stars, 1 to 8 solar masses, and some massive stars, where neutrons are captured slowly, allowing beta decay between captures. For example, 56 Fe plus N57 Fe, then 57 Fe 57 Co plus E dash plus nu underscore E. Neutrons come from reactions like superscript 1 cube C alpha, N superscript 160 in AGB stars' helium shells. It produces elements like strontium, barium, and lead over 10^10^5 years, enriching the ISM via stellar winds. R process, rapid neutron capture. The R process occurs in extreme environments, supernovae, neutron star mergers, with neutron fluxes 10 squared squared neutrons per square centimeter per second. Nuclei capture neutrons faster than beta decay, forming heavy elements like gold, silver, and uranium. For example, 56 Fe plus multiple N squared cubed 8 U. It lasts seconds in supernova shockwaves or merger ejecta, accounting for 50% of heavy elements. P process, proton capture slash photo disintegration. The P process produces rare proton-rich isotopes, for example, 9 squared Mo, 96 Ru, in supernovae. High-energy gamma rays, T2 to 3 × 10^9 K, photo disintegrate SNR process nuclei. For example, 98Mo plus gamma 97Mo plus N, or protons are captured in proton-rich environments. Its low efficiency explains the scarcity of P nuclei. Photodisintegration in supernovae. In core collapse supernovae, photodisintegration in the iron core, T greater than 10 superscript 10K, breaks down 5-6 Fe into protons, neutrons, and 4 He. For example, 5-6 Fe plus gamma 13 4 He plus 4 N. This endothermic process reduces pressure, accelerating collapse into a neutron star or black hole. The shockwave triggers explosive nucleosynthesis, ejecting elements. Neutrino burst and supernova detection. During core collapse, 99% of the supernova's energy, 1046J, is released as neutrinos via neutronization, P plus E-N plus nu underscore E, and thermal processes, E plus plus E-nu plus nu. The 10-second burst precedes the optical explosion, detectable by facilities like Super Kamiokan, IceCube, and Dune. SN1987 ACE20 neutrinos confirm this. Triangulation from multiple detectors locates supernovae within seconds, enabling follow-up observations in optical, X-ray, and gamma-ray wavelengths, revealing progenitor properties and nucleosynthesis yields. Unequal abundance. Element abundances reflect nucleosynthesis. H, E, 98% from BBN. C, O, Ni, Mg, abundant from fusion. Fe, Ni, peak due to nuclear stability. O, U, rare, from R process. P nuclei, rarest, from P process. Case study, uranium-235 and uranium-238. Squared cubed 5U and squared cubed 8U form via the R process in supernovae or neutron star mergers. Squared cubed 5U, half-life 703.8 million years, decays faster than squared cubed 8U, half-life 4.468 billion years. At Earth's formation, 4.54 billion years ago, the squared cubed 5U / squared cubed 8U ratio was 0.31, 23.7% squared cubed 5U. By 2 billion years ago, it was 0.037, 3.6% squared cubed 5U, sufficient for fission. The Oklo reactor in Gabon formed when high-grade uranium ore, 20 to 60% uranium oxides, concentrated by sedimentary processes, interacted with groundwater, which moderated neutrons. No isotopic enrichment occurred. The natural 3.6% squared cubed 5U enabled criticality, sustaining intermittent fission reactions over 150,000 to 1 million years, producing isotopes like superscript 14 cubed ND and heat. Conclusion: we are stardust, reborn from cosmic fires. From the Big Bang's fiery birth to the fading future, stars have shaped the universe. Population 3 stars ignited the cosmos, forging the first metals. Population 2 stars built complexity, and Population I stars enabled planets and life. Stellar nucleosynthesis, through the PP chain CNO cycle, triple alpha process, SR and P processes, and photodisintegration, crafted the elements, with neutrino bursts signaling their explosive spread. The Oklo reactor, driven by the natural abundance of squared cube 5U, exemplifies this legacy. We are stardust, reborn from ancient stars, carrying their elements in our bodies. As the universe darkens, our cosmic heritage may inspire future generations to kindle new stars, perpetuating creation in an entropic void.